Now remember, Capernaum is home. Jesus left home, preached, had a great home meeting, went across the lake to deliver this man and equipped him with the message of love. And it is the message of love that casts out fear. Amen. I mean, Jesus just messed up the devil's whole playground over there, man. Well, the other side of that lake needed cleaning up. Amen. Well, wonder why he didn't go over there a month before that. Wonder why he didn't, wonder how this man got that far along. Wonder how they, hey, the Lord didn't lead him over there. Well, why didn't he? I don't know. Ask him. Amen. He'd talk to you about it just as good as he would me. In fact, I'd have to ask him. I don't really care. He knows what he's doing. I'm following him. He's not following me. Aren't you glad of that? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're following him, right? Now, he goes back. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, which was home, amen. He went over there and took care of business that morning and went back across the lake. He's going home. After all, he's up most of the night messing around out there in that storm, didn't get much sleep, trying to sleep in the back of that rocking boat. So he's going back home. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now, this man is ruler of the synagogue in Jesus' hometown. Huh? They knew one another very, very well. He ran up there. Something happened to his daughter while Jesus is gone. So he said, hey, I know how to fix this. But you will notice this as we track through these things. I'll tell you what. There was a crowd waiting on him every time he came home. They had, don't you know, they had people on every road, every way into the city of Capernaum, just looking for him. They got scouts out watching from when Jesus comes home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, he besought him greatly and saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. Jesus went with him. Jesus went with him. I said, Jesus went with him. The call of faith. He went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Faith. I will be. What did Jairus say? She will live. Faith is speaking here. Yeah, okay, Lord. Yeah, I'll do that. Now, you would agree with me that word whole right there, I shall be whole, is talking about her physical body. It's not being used to draw attention to her spirit at all. It's talking about the healing of her physical body. Amen. I want you to look with me. Hold your place there. We're coming right back. This is just a little side journey here. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Would you agree with me that that's not talking about the healing of the physical body? That's talking about the new birth and recreation of the human spirit. Amen. Did you know both the same word was translated whole, talking about the woman's body, is translated whole, speaking about the rebirth of the human spirit? Hey, you should have shouted right then. That means God was just as interested in Calvary, at Calvary, of your body as he was your spirit. Amen. And it also includes your financial wholeness. Because that word sozo covers the whole spectrum of human condition. Oh, I tell you, this is good news. And you can see it. You can see what Jesus said to that woman after she told her story that... Let's go ahead. And Jesus said, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She didn't feel it, then believe it. She believed it, then felt it. Amen. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or dunamis had power. Healing power, in this case, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging there, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, whoa. Hold it. Back up. She had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had. Now she's financially wiped out. All that she had is gone. Jesus said, daughter, your faith made you whole. Amen. See, sozo covered that. Sound, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, that just shoots a thrill through me. Praise God. That absolutely wonderful. Now then, thy faith hath made thee whole. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Brother Copeland, he said, knowing that power had gone out of him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, same word, dunamis, who went about healing all oppressed of the devil and so forth. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, it was that power that did it. Well, now was it? Jesus didn't say, daughter, my anointing has made you whole. Let me give you just a little simple concept. Here is a large piece of steel, and here is a magnet. Now the magnet is headed toward that steel. It wasn't the steel that did the work. It was the magnet. Yes. And the smallest little old magnet there is will stick. It doesn't take a great big one. It doesn't take this huge, this gigantic faith. No, it only takes a grain of mustard seed size. Hallelujah! I thought you'd like that. Glory to God. I like that myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, "Your daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith to the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Now, in Luke chapter 8, in Dr. Luke's account, he said that Jesus said this, "Fear not," or "Stop the fear. Believe only, and she shall be made whole." There it is again. She shall be made whole. Hey, that is a spiritual law. Stop the fear. Believe only, and you will be made whole. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So now, he suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. He cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the ruler, taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying, took her by the hand, and said unto her, "Talitha kumat," which is being interpreted. Now listen to this. He's using his faith. Oh, Brother Copeland, this is Jesus. I know it, and the Bible said he perfectly pleased the Father. You can't please God without faith. God does nothing apart from a seed. He does nothing apart from his word. He does nothing apart from faith, and he does everything because he loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, he used his word saying, "Daughter, I say unto you, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked. She was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Now then, let's pick up in the 9th chapter of Matthew. We know where we are. Matthew chapter 9, verse 24, "Give place, for the maid is not dead." They laughed him to scorn. And verse 27, Jesus departed there. I want you to see this now. When the people were put forth, he went in, and the maid arose. Now, verse 27, "When Jesus departed there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David." Now, what did they say to him when they called him son of David? Messiah. Notice that. Make note of that. Anytime you see anybody reaching to Jesus and called him son of David, you know they believed he was the anointed one. They believed he was Messiah. So now, they said, Son of David, have mercy on us. Are you ready? Look at verse 28. And when he was come into the house, he's home. He's right there next door to Jairus. Are you loving this or what? Hallelujah. He's in the house. The blind men came into him. I mean, they just came right on in his house. Praise God. Amen. Oh. And Jesus said, believe ye, I'm able to do this. They said unto him, yea, Lord. He touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done unto you. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Now, how much time? I got time enough right here to introduce this to you. Look in John chapter 6, please. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Jesus went up into a mountain, and then he said to Philip, where are we going to get the bread, money to feed these people? And he said, I don't know. And then they went on down, and they brought the lad in there, and they made the men sit down, and Jesus gave thanks, and then they fed everybody. I mean, this is a long day, right? So then, and then they were all filled, and they gathered up the fragments, and before they gathered them with the baskets, and the men had seen the miracle that he did, and said, this is of the truth, the prophet that should come from the world. And Jesus therefore perceived that they'd come and make him by force, make him a king, and started again into the mountain himself alone. And when evening was now come, long day, evening was now come, his disciples went unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. Oh. They're going home. They've been out there all day. Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlong, 3 miles. 3 miles. They see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. Now, where are they going? Home. The man wanted to get home and get in his own bed. Well, you tell me. It couldn't be because he's trying to prove something. Ain't nobody saw it. It was in the middle of the night. I don't want to sit out here and have to sleep in this boat again tonight. While they row and row and row and row and row, these people are tired. I'm tired. I'm going home. Man, let's get this thing out of here. Glory to God. I know how he feels. I've been there, brother. I just never could get my boat to go that fast. I thought I really had something when I was flying my little 180-mile-an-hour airplane going home at night. It took half the night, but I was in my bed. Glory to God. Amen. And then got blessed with a jet. Think of it. And that jet was twice as fast as that of the LeBaron. But it's still slow. So the Lord finally blessed us with a Citation 10, the fastest jet in the country. And it's still way slower than that. Amen. Now, I'd have to be coming in the 10 from Dallas to Fort Worth to be anywhere close to that fact. And still wouldn't make it. This gives me and blesses me into an intimate place with Jesus. Amen. I see him and I tap into his feelings and I know then he knows how I feel. He knows how you feel. And if you give him a chance, oh, thank you, Lord. If you'll let him in the boat, he'll get you there quick. Whoa! Glory, 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 glory. Come on, let's praise God here. Let's just praise him for a few moments and just worship him. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for revealing these things to us. And we know that on his heart and on his mind was not himself that night. Of course he wanted to get home. But these guys had worked night and day. And they did any and everything he said, do the very best they knew how to do it. And he needed to get them home and get them in there with their families. Amen. Instead of being out there in the middle of the night. Because, you know, I had never thought about this before. He was not the one that had to row that boat. They did. That's Jesus. Come on, just bless him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.